Time for another local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero folks, and Jeremy Schreiber from Burnt Hill Farm in Heath. I love low bush blueberries.
And you're a low bush guy.
I love low bush. I love high bush. I love all sorts of bush. Unless you're running for president or have been president. What I don't love, and I say this with sorrow in my heart, is Heath. Heath is cursed to me. Every time I go to Heath, something terrible happens to my car because it's non-navigable. So we are friends with your farmer neighbors on Burnt Hill, and we went to a birthday party there in the wintertime, and my stupid car wouldn't go up Burnt Hill and got stuck, and I had to get shuttled up by somebody with four-wheel drive. Went to go to the 4-H fair in Heath a couple weeks ago with the kids on the way to Solid Sound. And we saw a bear, which was cool, that was running in the opposite direction, which was bad because I decided to drive backwards to look at the bear until I went off the road in a ditch. At which point I had to hitchhike, luckily from the kid whose birthday party I got stuck going to, was driving down the other way, and his family, down to where there was cell service so I could call AAA. But then I hitchhiked back up the road with a dude in a truck who had some ropes and stuff in his truck.
So this is a story about community.
Yeah, this is neighborly.
Yeah, it's about neighbors,
but
people.
I don't want to experience Heath that way anymore.
It's part of the whole thing.
I only want blueberries. But you, Jeremy, from Burnt Hill Farm in Heath, it is not quite low bush blueberry season. It is high bush blueberry season. But
it definitely is.
We're getting closer.
The picking's
happening. We're getting close. It would be in probably about 2 weeks. 413-337-4454 is a number you can call that would have a date and where you can order blueberries from us. They have been going quick. So if you want them, call.
So can you call in advance and say, I want 50 pounds of blueberries?
That's how the vast majority is done. More than half the crop is already sold that way.
Wow. In advance.
Yes.
So why do people want wild blueberries?
The low bush blueberries are, you know, like the epitome of an heirloom thing. They're not created by man at all. They've totally, you know, evolved that way. The FDA has them as a superfood. And they have a lower moisture content than the big high bush ones. So for baking, people find them more ideal.
Or pancakes.
And pancakes, you know, all the sugar houses up there.
Yeah.
You know, people have probably had our blueberries somewhere.
North Hadley Sugar Shack,
Gould's Sugar Shack,
uh-huh.
Mocha Maya's. They're rated the highest kind of single healthy produce that we have native here. You know, they're more concentrated flavor a lot of times than the bigger ones because the moisture content is lower. And a lot of the bigger ones were bred for color and size and, you know, the things that mankind does or for disease prevention or something, whereas these evolved in their own.
Now, if you're not having to cultivate these, because this is, you're saying sort of non-interventionist sort of berry.
It's still a lot of work.
What do you then as farmers?
Yeah, rather than planting them and deciding to be there, you have to go in and encourage all of the things that would make them grow more, which is...
You can do it, a little low bush.
Do you play music to them? What do you do?
Yeah, sing to them.
The Rocky theme.
We got to cut out all the plants that compete with them. And then the season before you pick, you burn that right to the ground. So this spring, the fields that we'll pick next year were burned right to the ground.
So how do you do a control burn?
It's not a field like you would imagine a cornfield. It's a craggy, looks like the moors or something in Scotland. There's roads around, dirt roads around each section.
That you can fall in ditches.
Yeah, and I mean, the fire department in Heath loves us. They help us out with that, and it's a great way to have a big brush fire that is okay, you know?
Right.
But you just start on one end of the field, and you light it on a day when there's just enough breeze that it'll go and not enough that...
It will jump.
Do you go with like a blowtorch?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like a
is that really?
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah,
it
looks can like we make
a,
that
like
a community
beer can
event?
On the end of a stick, you know?
I want to go to that.
Yeah. And you hopefully can do it in March when there's still some snow in the woods, but not on the fields. You know, you burn like 20, 30 acres if it goes. It's pretty amazing.
And it's good kind of burning. So you get to scratch that itch you have for destruction.
Oh, yeah.
But you know, it's ultimately
I love
for
fire.
The good pyro in you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Burnt Hill gets the name because this has been going on for a long time using this as a technique.
The name goes back hundreds of years. It's one of the earliest names they can find for it. It has been really commercially farmed in a big way since like the 50s again.
But so just so people understand, there's really the only thing you could do with this land commercially in any way would be these. Wild blueberries and maybe some grazing, but you'd have to you'd give up one for the other, really.
Right. It would be like it had been goat fields or something in the 1800s like that. It's not grasslands and stuff. It's a craggy mountainous. The wild blueberries like soil that's really acidic, that's not as great for other stuff. You could never plow it. There's, you know, ledge all over and rock.
And what's the view that you have from there?
Oh, you can see virtually all of Western Mass. You can see from Greylock all the way to, you can see the lights of UMass.
It's gorgeous if you can ever make it up there.
Yeah, the view is huge up
and
there.
And there's bears. Like, they come, like, regularly at night, kind of blueberries for Sal-esque to kind of make their way around.
It is the epitome of a bear habitat. We have, there are, our neighbor between Benson and Brent Hill there, he has some fields. He has the, there are people, I think, from the state doing bear research up there. The wildlife up there is amazing. It's just the epitome of the place. I mean, we have wild turkeys and bears and everything, you know.
Oh, my. I'm going to run drunk into the woods and chase them with an axe. Oh, that happened
or
in North.
Put your car right off the
North
road.
North Adams, so I don't want to get in more trouble in Heath.
What towns does he like?
Oh, I love a lot of towns. I love Heath from a distance. I love the blueberry. And it really is kind of, it's one of the only places where certainly you can pick your own at your neighbor's farm there, but that this is where the low bush blueberries happen.
In the valley. Around here, yeah. I mean, it's most in the country. It's mostly just down east Maine and some up in Canada.
Yeah.
And in around here in Massachusetts, really that mountain and heath, it's just us and our neighbors.
I think that's amazing.
Yeah. It is amazing.
Why is that? Why aren't they growing anywhere else
because
around here?
Because they're so...
You can't cultivate
it. Yeah, you can't just pick a field and plant the seeds or something.
Yeah.
They have to indigenously be there, and then you have to take the time to clear that and burn it and want to take care of that, and which is not necessarily the most lucrative thing you could choose to do. And you have to find another mountaintop in like the Berkshire foothills there, and I'm sure there are blueberries in the woods there and stuff, but you have to clear it and do all that. So it's good to be a part of keeping something unique, you know? I mean,
and for those who don't know, you rake these blueberries. It's not like high bush where you pick them, and put them in, you know, get a rake and get down
there.
Yeah,
like a dustpan with kind of tines on the end of it, and you rake it through. I mean, you can pick 20 pounds in 15 minutes or something that way, and then they go through these sorting machines that have, you know, a fan that blows the leaves out, and they fall down on strings, the little ones fall through.
It tells you if you're going to be in Ravenclaw or Hufflepuff.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Oh, no, that is a
sorting
hat. It's
like back in time. Heath has been stuck in, you know, the roads aren't paved. It's not, you know.
Don't I know it.
Yeah.
Jeremy Schreiber from Burnt Hill Farm in Heath. You can get your low bush blueberry futures by calling
413-337-4454. It's a blueberry hotline.
And get your blueberries in advance.
So my recommendation is go out now and pick the high bush ones, and you can go to buylocalfood.org and find out where you can do the picking. And then when you're a little tired, pick up these incredible wild ones, because you can do that over the next 2 weeks. Do both.
Phil Corman from CESA and Jeremy Schreiber from Burnt Hill Farm. CESA are the local hero folks. Buylocalfood.org.
I found my thrill.